Welcome, and welcome back to another edition of Brandler Bits. My name is Jeff Brandler. Most recently in Brandler Bits, we've talked about topics like anxiety. We've talked about being your best, having motivation to change, things like that. Today on Brandler Bits, we're going to take a slightly different tack, something a little more emotional. The topic for today is regret. Now, regret is something that we all have. It's a sadness, a disappointment. It's about something we did or something that we didn't do. It's human. In some cases, having regret over something we said or something we did is a little more fixable. Having regret over something we didn't say or didn't do is kind of hard to work with. If you think about regret, it comes in those two categories: things that we did and things that we didn't. When someone does something that they regret doing or that they regret saying, the feeling that comes up is remorse. I feel really bad that I cursed out Cousin Bill at his Christmas party. I probably shouldn't have stolen the money from Bob at the holidays, but I was not at my best. And we have this feeling of remorse. We have this feeling of sadness about ourselves, towards ourselves, that we could have done better. The other side is what we didn't do. And when we have regret over something we didn't do or something we didn't say, that leaves us in a very different place. It leaves us with a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda, perpetually, obsessionally, over and over again. Why didn't I call Cousin Janet when she was still alive? Why didn't I connect with Uncle Pete for lunch when he was still with us? Why didn't I go for couples counseling when our marriage was bad? Maybe we'd still be together. And there's an endless supply of these questions and these beating myself up and over and over and over again that really have no answer. It makes us sad. It makes us sad about ourselves. It makes us feel somewhat worthless that somehow we could have done something that we did not do. We could have said something that we did not say. And we could have done this. But when we're left with it, the end of the day is, ugh. Because there's nothing I can do now. The person has died. The person has dementia. The marriage is over. And I'm just left with that blah feeling because there's really nothing I can do now. So regret is this very human thing that we have. It gives us an opportunity in today to fix this. If you're the person who has done something that you regret doing, it's now an opportunity for some growth and some change. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? What was going on with me at that point in time? Why didn't I contact the person? Why didn't we go out for lunch? Why didn't we go for couples therapy? There are opportunities here to probe and to look and to examine. Most importantly, what happens now with regret is to learn from it and to go forward. The concept that I have, which is called regret proofing. You know, we weatherproof for the winter. We fireproof in case of fire. This is regret proof. This way you don't have regret. So if you're the person that has said something or did something that you feel bad about, that you have remorse about, you can now make amends. You can say, I'm sorry. You can go to the person and say, hey, I was a jerk. I shouldn't have said that. Or, hey, I stole money from you. I feel really bad. I want to give this back to you. Those may or may not work out, but you know that you are taking the actions to reduce your remorse and to reduce your regret. For the people that you haven't done, well, now you can. And now you can say, hey, you know, let me have that lunch with Cousin Janet. Let me go visit Uncle Pete. Let me go talk to this one or that one. Let me think about that thing. More importantly, in regret proofing, it's about doing the things so that you don't have regret. If you want to go on that trip that you've always wanted to go on, go. So that you don't regret and say, oh, I should have gone on that trip. No, go. Go on the trip. Have the lunch. Have the dinner. Have the conversation. Send the email. Because when you do that, it's done. You're going to feel better. There's going to be that connection. There's going to be that outcome. And you're not going to be left with regret. and sadness and disappointment. If you have any questions about today's topic, feel free to contact me at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. Thank you for listening, and we will see you soon.